This is part one of a previously recorded two-part Live and Local interview. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's very kind of you to tune in today. Just over a year ago, UNO was named home of a new Department of Homeland Security Center of Excellence known as NSITE. It's the National Counterterrorism Innovation Technology and Education Center. The director of this counterterrorism unit at UNO is Dr. Gina Ligon. Dr. Ligon, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
How exciting was this to get named this Department of Homeland Security Center of Excellence? How did this come about?
You know, that's a question we get a lot. Like, how did Nebraska win? How did UNO win? And I honestly think that it was us being in the middle of the country. We went through this gigantic selection from Department of Homeland Security. They had 64 universities compete, an academic review, DHS review. They actually came to Omaha last fall of 2019 to inspect us, and we had all hands on deck. Governor Ricketts was here. The president of the university was here. We had Secret Service here that are stationed here in Omaha. Just the whole state came out. So I think that was a big part of it.
What does it mean to UNO to have this NSITE center right here?
You know, it's an incredible honor. What it means is we are the trusted partner, academic institution for the federal government for all of counterterrorism research. And so we have a cooperative agreement with Department of Homeland Security, which means we get to learn about their problems they're trying to solve, get insider information about things that keep them up at night, and then we go out and find the best counterterrorism researchers across the country to be part of the solution for them. So it's an important honor for our university to have this designation.
Just this past weekend, a group of thug hackers shut down a pipeline on the East Coast, which is now causing gas shortages and panic across the East Coast as that pipeline is not back up and running yet. I have to imagine Homeland Security is involved at some level of that. Are there things happening right now where you guys are trying to help solve the problem?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, that was the most significant attack on critical infrastructure that we've had, and there's an important part of Homeland Security that is charged with protecting that in our nation. So they are absolutely involved. We are most interested in ideologically motivated violence. So we're trying to help DHS understand, like, was that a for-profit attack or was there some sort of ideology that a group was trying to advance? And if you saw the group that did it or the evidence that's coming out, it might be a little bit of both, because they are, part of it is to have this ransom attack where then they give back money to other people. So sort of this Robin Hood mentality of rob from corporate and give to the poor. So it's a really interesting problem for us to help with.
Is it to give to the poor or is it money to give to folks with nefarious plans?
Yeah, I think the latter. But what's interesting is that they have a stated objective of taking from corporate greed. Right. And so that makes them more interesting to a counterterrorism center, that there is some sort of belief that's guiding them. And so we're really helping with that project. We have a researcher at Michigan State who we work with who looks at the backgrounds of ideologically motivated cyber attackers, Salafi jihadist motivated, right wing extremists, left wing extremists, and tried to understand why they do it.
So once you've developed a profile, if you will, on what makes this group, whatever this group is, what makes them tick, then what do you do with that information that moves forward with a plan to protect us or to thwart an attack or what have you?
Yeah, so there's a few different offices that we work to support in DHS. I mean, one is just informing the public, right, and helping them to know what are some of the, you know, the see something, say something campaign, and what are some of the characteristics of someone who's going to engage in violence? The second is really to look at those groups who are charged with protecting critical infrastructure and help them to identify what's called a SAR, suspicious activity report, of what is something they should actually be worried about. And so we're really helping from an analytic perspective to kind of help them to predict which kinds of individuals are the ones that are going to inflict the most harm.
Are there things that just common people who work for a company of some kind can do to keep an eye out? I mean, I always think that, you know, don't click on the thing from the Nigerian prince. You're not getting $10 million. I promise you. Don't do it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, what's interesting, I think, so I'm in the College of Business, and I'm a business professor, and I really have, you know, 97% of our critical infrastructure is owned by private companies, not the federal government. So I do think that centers like ours can help private businesses, healthcare organizations, the people that work at the pipeline, to be able to be more well-versed in these phishing attacks, you know, things that compromise their own personal security. And we have a wonderful cybersecurity program here at UNO.
Join me tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. for the conclusion of this live and local interview.